This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause does it every time. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time.
My friends, you should know by now that when you hear Frank Sinatra singing Nice and Easy, then it's going to be immediately followed by just under 2 hours of nice and easy listening jazz. Yes, John Redman here, and I am live in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And I decided, because I wasn't here last week I was suffering from having various things burned off my face and neck in the cancer clinic. However, I'm here this week, folks. So wherever you are, near or far, hi, and stay with me until noon today. Now, you could be listening on your radio. If you live locally, you could be on 1431 AM, or you could be on 104.7 FM. But many of you could be listening anywhere in the whole wide world, because you've gone to your smart device and you've tapped in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. There you go. So, what have I got to say? Oh, I must say that the week before last, Dame Cleo Lane passed away. Great jazz singer. Wife of, Johnny Dankworth, Sir Johnny Dankworth. She was 97, so she'd had a pretty good innings. And in the future, in a couple of weeks or so, I'll play perhaps two or three of Cleo Lane's jazz vocal recordings. Anyway, let's get on and reintroduce the last track that I played a few bars of the week before last. And it's one that involves one of the fairly new lady jazz singers around. That's a lady called Maria Schaefer. Now, she's got a beautiful voice. She's performed at some of the biggest jazz festivals and venues in North America, Europe, and Japan. She's based in Los Angeles. She spent 2 years touring full-time as the female vocalist of the International Glenn Miller Orchestra. And she's done two albums so far. One is called To Know Love and one's called No Broken Hearts. And apparently, from what I hear, tracks from those two albums get a lot of weekly airplay on various international and domestic jazz radio stations, such as Radio Hawke's Bay. What I've done for you, folks, I've taken a song from her album To Know Love. And if you listen carefully to this new voice, Maria Schaefer, she's singing beautiful ballad, Body and Soul. She's got Joe Butts on the bass and Shane Savala is on guitar. This is Miss Maria Schaefer with, for your listening pleasure, Body and Soul.
turn away romance? Are you pretending this looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. For just the taking, I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
That was the Los Angeles-based American singer Miss Maria Schaefer, and that track came from her album called To Know Love, and she had Joe Butts on bass, Shane Sabala on guitar. What a great backing that beautiful voice had. Now, I know that Anne, who lives down in Queenstown in the South Island, will have really enjoyed that particular song, because she has over 600 versions of Body and Soul, and that's a new one for her. Okay, moving on. Now, I have a very good friend who lives in San Antonio in Texas, and he's called Ken Slavin. And I'm going to play you a track from one of his albums, and the album is called I'll Take Romance. And on this particular track, Ken has backing from the Barry Brake Orchestra with Polly Harrison on guitar, Morris Nelms on piano, Chuck Moses on bass, and Kevin Hess on drums. And Ken's going to sing for us the English lyrics to a Brazilian composed song called Mahana de Carnaval, written by Luiz Bonfá. These lyrics in English are thoughts of your smile. So please, again, sit back and listen to the velvet tones of Ken Slavin from San Antonio, Texas, singing for us Thoughts of Your Smile.
Awake as the day wanders in, but night lingers on in your skin. I lie in your warm embrace and look in your sleeping face to see if I find a trace of a smile. You stir as the sun rises high. You kiss me and whisper goodbye. Soon we will part, but I'll hold in my heart tonight thoughts of your smile. and I look in your sleeping face to see if I find a trace of a smile. You stay as the sun rises high. You kiss me and whisper goodbye. Oh, soon we will part, but I'll hold in my heart till night thoughts of your smile.
That was Ken Slavin, a friend of mine who lives in San Antonio, Texas. And that track was from his album called I'll Take Romance. And, of course, the original song was called Mahana de Carnaval, written by Brazilian Luiz Bonfá. But Ken sang for us the English lyrics, Thoughts of Your Smile. Now, Ken, as I say, lives in San Antonio, frequently, very, 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 very popular man, singing in and around San Antonio. Quite frequently, he's away in New York performing at various jazz clubs. He's done international tours. Earlier this year, he did a tour of Southern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland era. And in addition to being a very good singer, Ken is a really good chef. And I can tell you, he certainly makes some beautiful, beautiful food. Good on you, Ken. Okay, here's another lady coming up, Nancy Harrow, H-A-R-R-O-W. She was born in New York in 1930. American jazz singer and songwriter. And I've got a track from one of the albums she did in 1961. The album's called Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. And the track I've picked is Nancy Harrow singing the Kay Swift and James Warburg song, which is called Can't We Be Friends. Now, Nancy's got Dick Willstead on piano, Buck Clayton, trumpet, Dickie Wells, trombone, Buddy Tate, tenor sax, Danny Bank, baritone sax, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Oliver Jackson on the drums. Here's Nancy Harrow singing Can't We Be Friends?
I thought I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn. Friends. to blame. I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes, that was Nancy Harrow, H-A-R-R-O-W. Great song from her 1961 Candid Records album called Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. And, of course, the song she sang was Can't Be Friends, written by Kay Swift and James Warburg. And great number of people there on the backing. I won't go through them all again, but... they're great backing players. I better give you the time, hadn't I? It is now 10:31 and 53 seconds. That's AM on this Friday, the 8th of August in the year 2025. And you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. Okay, Stan Kenton's coming up right now. Now, Stan and his orchestra were busy recording for Capitol Records in 1951. And one of the albums they put out in that year was called Street of Dreams. And I've selected a track from that album. It's a song written by Cole Porter in 1936. So if you're ready, have a listen to Stan Kenton and his orchestra playing for us, I've Got You Under My Skin. Yes, Stan Kenton, that was 1951 recording with his orchestra of Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. Now, in actual fact, why don't we have another one of Stan Kenton's tracks from that album called Street of Dreams. This time, you got to listen to Stan Kenton and his big orchestra play a tune called Crazy Rhythm. It was written in 1928 by Irving Caesar, Joseph Meyer, and Roger Kahn. And they wrote it for a Broadway musical called Here's How. But the How is spelled H-O-W-E. So, 1951, the Stan Kenton Big Band with Crazy Rhythm.
Thank you.
Well, if you like big bands, you would have liked that one and the one before it. And that one I've just played, Stan Kenton, from his album Street of Dreams. They gave us their arrangement of Crazy Rhythm, written in 1928 for a Broadway musical. So if you like big bands, well, you got two on the trot there, didn't you? So I hope you enjoyed that. Some people, of course, say to me, oh, love your show. I wish you'd play more big bands. And some people say, oh, yeah, I listen to your show. Could you play more vocals? You know what they say. You can't please all of the people all of the time. Or you can please all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but not all of the people all of the time. Don't forget, everything I play comes from my own personal collection of CD music. Right, now, get on again, John. A couple of weeks ago, I played a track recorded by an American singer called Anne Hampton Calloway. And this track comes from her 2007 album called At Last. Now, here's a song that she wrote herself, and she called it Save a Place for Me. And you're going to hear Anne Hampton Calloway sing that, backed by members of the Ted Rosenthal Octet. Here is Miss Hampton Calloway.
Save a place for me. save a sky, save a door you might walk through, save a winding stream, save a meadow kissed by morning dew. You hold so many secrets in your smile. Save the secrets that I prize, all the somewheres in your eyes. Let it be. Save a place for.
Anne Hampton Calloway was the singer on that track, and a track comes from her 2007 album called At Last. The song that she sang, she did write music and lyrics, and she called it Save a Place for Me. Ted Rosenthal was the man on the piano, and the man who did the guitar solo was Rodney Jones. Now, remember, listeners, I don't stop for news, sport and weather at 11. I play through it. So if you want to know the latest local news, sport and weather, you're going to have to wait until noon, I'm afraid. Another of the classic albums that I recently played was a track from a compilation album. And that compilation album was made up of recordings made by the famous American jazz saxophonist, composer John Coltrane. Now, that album was called Coltrane for Lovers, and it was released in 2001 by not one, but two record companies, Impulse and Verve Records. Now, I've picked one of my favorite tracks, and this was a recording made in 1962 at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Hackensack, New Jersey, USA. We've got John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. The vocalist is Johnny Hartman. And together they're going to bring for you their arrangement, made in 1962, of an Irving Berlin tune called They Say It's Wonderful.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. So wonderful. So they say. The thing that's known as romance is one. wonderful. So wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand and if there's a moon up above, it's wonderful, wonderful. In every way, so they say.
Class all around on that one, I think. The actual recording was made in 1962, but that track is on a compilation album of recordings made by John Coltrane called Coltrane for Lovers. But anyway, the main thing is that particular track was recorded in 1962. John Coltrane on tenor sax, Johnny Hartman doing the vocals, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And, of course, Johnny, with that great baritone voice, sang the Irving Berlin tune. They say it's wonderful. Now, Voices in Fun is an album that Capitol Records released in 1961, and it features the Four Freshmen. It was nominated in 1961 for a Grammy Award for the Best Performance by a Vocal category, but unfortunately it didn't win. Anyway, you can enjoy the four guys singing a song written by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren for the musical film called Sun Valley Serenade that went out in 1941. Here's the Four Freshmen singing for us that Matt Gordon and Harry Warren song called At Last.
Like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover the night I looked at you. I found a dream I can cling to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast.
That was a 1961 recording by the Four Freshmen from an album released by Capitol Records called Voices in Fun. And the song they sang was At Last, which was written for a musical film called Sun Valley Serenade. You could probably get that film on YouTube because, you know, everything's on YouTube, isn't it? I don't know if you know, but that was the original Four Freshmen. The name has carried on, but the individuals have changed probably seven or eight times. But what you may not know is every single one of the Four Freshmen, right from the beginning, Not only were they singers, they were also musicians, and each played a different instrument. About 20 years ago, the four freshmen who were then the four freshmen, two of them played a variety of different instruments. But remember, they just weren't a vocal group. They were musicians as well. The Best of Nancy Wilson is the first Capitol Records album that Nancy Wilson made. All the selections were previously released as album tracks or singles between 1960 and 1968. Now, I've picked a track where Nancy Wilson recorded a song in 1965, backed by the Sid Feller Orchestra. So please enjoy Nancy Wilson from a 1965 recording. And the tune she's going to sing for us was written by Sammy Cahn and Jules Stein in 1947. And Nancy, stand up to the mic and please sing for us Time After Time.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new.
Nancy Wilson was the singer there, and she sang Time After Time. It was written in 1947 by Sammy Cahn and Jules Stein, and the great backing there was by the Sid Feller Orchestra. Some nice strings involved there too. Okay, it's that time where I have to do a promo. So just to let you know what what's what, what's happened, what might be happening, etc. Okay, now, you know that I am here on this Friday, the 8th of August, 2025, in Studio One, and I am doing a live show. Now, people can listen to this show in a number of ways. If they're local, they can pick it up on their radio on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. Now, what a lot of people do all over the world is they listen to this show on our live stream. Now, the live stream, you get that by going to your smart device, whether it be a mobile phone, cell phone, laptop, tablet, whatever. And you go to the search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And if you do that and then click on, then you get our new updated website, which is absolutely brilliant. Now, people who listen regularly will know that I always get to this point and I say, you'll look for a little circle and see it says, listen live. No, 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 not anymore. When you open up that www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz website, at the top of the page is a rectangular form, and there it says, listen live. So what can you do when you go on the website? Well, you can do anything and everything. You can listen live. You can find out about our schedules, who's on what day, what time, each day. You can learn about the broadcasters. You can learn about the permanent staff here, the dream team that keep all the everything moving. You can use the podcast system where if you miss a program for 1 week, say, you can actually look on that website, find the podcast system, click on it, start to type in the name of your show. For example, let's say it's Easy Jazz with John Ridman. You go Easy Jazz, and then a ladder will fall down with all the different programs on, beginning with E. And you say, oh, there's Easy Jazz. Click on that. And then another ladder falls down showing all the dates this program was recorded. Pick the one you missed, and you can listen to it. So you don't have to miss anything. I say again and again, this is not merely a music radio program. We have music, yes. We do jazz. Myself, I do Easy Jazz with John Ridman. My friend Ian Hunt does Two for Jazz, and that's on a Tuesday, and that's from 4 to 6 p.m. But we have classical music. We have country music, bluegrass. We have pop. We have rock. We have African music. We have music from around the world. And in addition to the music side, we have so many interesting programs where broadcasters will talk about things that are important to them, things that they do that their organization is involved with. And you can find all that out by going to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz on your smart device, clicking on and just going through our website. We put out 100 shows a week. We have just over 80 broadcasters, and we broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We never close, just like the old famous Windmill Theatre in London during World War II. They never closed either. Don't know about, they never, hang on, the mic's doing weirdy things. Right, got it sorted. Not only did they not close, they had some young ladies who practically wore no clothes. But anyway, let's get back to the show. Violets for Your Furs was written in 1941 by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. And it was first recorded in 1941 by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with vocals by Frank Sinatra. However, in 1953, Frank Sinatra recorded Violet for Your Furs a second time, and it was again for Capitol Records, and it went out on Frank's album called Songs for Young Lovers. So here's Frank, backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, singing for you this great tune called Violets for Your Furs.
It was winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around just within a trice. I bought you violets for your furs, and it was spring for a while, remember? I bought you violets for your furs, and there was April in that December. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and it melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms, as on a summer day. I bought you violets for your furs, and there was blue in the wintry sky. Then you pinned the violets to your furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurs, that we fell in love completely the day that I bought you violets for your furs.
You couldn't get more easier than that in a singing style, could you? That was Frank Sinatra. The song was Violets for Your Furs, written in 1941 by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. And that recording was Frank's second recording of the tune that he did for Capitol Records on the album Songs for Young Lovers in 1953. And he was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Now, the song Sleepy Time Gal was written by Richard A. Whiting, Ange Lorenzo, Joseph Alden, and Raymond Egan. And it was first recorded in 1925. I have a recording of the instrumental of Sleepy Time Gal, which was recorded in 1947 by the Oscar Peterson Quartet. Oscar, of course, is the man you'll hear who's on the piano. So, a little bit of instrumental now. Oscar Peterson Quartet, 1947, with Sleepy Time Gal. By, of course, the great pianist Oscar Peterson. That recording I've just played of Sleepy Time Gal, recorded, I think, in Canada. It would have been, I think, in Vancouver in 1947. Oscar was on the piano. I have no idea who the other three were. Way before Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on the drums. But anyway, not a particularly brilliant recording, but an early recording, and the quality of Peterson's playing just shone through, didn't it? Well, I've got another classic recording coming out for you, coming up for you. this is one from way back. It's Mr. Louis Armstrong singing and playing trumpet to Duke Ellington's composition, It Don't Mean a Thing. Duke Ellington is on the piano. Barney Bigard is on clarinet. Mort Herbert, bass. Trummy Young is on trombone. Danny Barcelona is on the drums. But the man up front with the handkerchief, the trumpet, and the voice, Mr. Armstrong, singing, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
is melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? Now it ain't the melody and it ain't the music. There's something else that makes this tune complete. Yes, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Yes, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing, boy. I said don't mean a thing, and all you got to do is sing like la 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 la. Now it makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just to give that rhythm everything you got. Oh, don't mean a thing, boy, if it ain't got that a swinger. Take it, chummy.
That was Louis Armstrong on trumpet and doing the vocals. It's quite strange that he had Duke Ellington on that recording playing the piano on his own composition of the Don't Mean a Thing. Great musicians there. Not only Louis, but Duke Ellington, Barney Bigard on the clarinet, Mort Herbert on bass, Trummy Young on the trombone, and Danny Barcelona on the drums. Yeah, good on you. I better tell you the time again, hadn't I? It is now 11:24 a.m. on this Friday, the 8th of August, 2025. I'm going to play a record now by a young lady called Sophie, that's S-O-P-H-I-E, Sophie Millman, M-I-L, M-A-N. She was born in 1983 in Russia. When she was 7, her family moved to Israel. And when she was in Israel, Sophie exclusively and extensively listened to jazz. Then the whole family moved to Toronto in Canada. And it was in Canada that Sophie Millman started to sing professionally. And I'm going to play you a track from an album that was released by a Canadian company called One Music in 2011. The album's called In the Moonlight. Please listen to Sophie Millman sing a song written by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington called simply Daydream. Sophie Millman is the vocalist.
Just like me.
I like introducing to you musicians, singers, and musicians you may never have heard of before, and many of you may not ever have heard of that singer, Sophie Millman, who now resides in Canada. And that song that she sung, Daydream, written by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington, is on Sophie's 2011 One Music album called In the Moonlight. Not particularly well known internationally, but certainly well known in Canada and the USA. Now, Rock Swings is a Capitol Records album by Paul Anka. It was recorded in November 2004 and released between 2004 and 2005. Well, no, it was recorded in 2004 and released in 2005. And the idea behind it was that Paul Anka took a number of rock songs, right, rock and roll music songs, and put a swing on them. And I've got an example here of one that Paul Anka did on this Rock Swings album. And backed by the Patrick Williams Orchestra, here is Paul Anka singing his arrangement of a song by the English rock band Oasis that was first released in 1995. And the song that Paul is going to swing now is one called Wonderwall. Paul Anka swinging a rock song.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. And there are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how. Backbeat, word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had any doubt. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. And there are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how, don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. We'll be right back.
saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
Wow. That was a classic and a brilliant, brilliant example of taking a rock song and adding a swing to it. And, of course, the man who did that was Paul Anka, and the song you just heard was first recorded and released by the rock band Oasis back in 1995. And in 2004... Paul Anka took that song and phew, put a swing on it. And didn't it sound good, eh? The tune, of course, was Wonderwall. I must admit, when I first heard that recording by Paul Anka, I had to go and find the original and listen to it as it was as a rock song. But no, brilliant job. In fact, there is a second Capitol Records album called Rock Swings 2, which I do have as well. Okay. It's 11:37, so not long before I'm having trouble with the mic. It keeps swinging around, but I catch it up, don't worry. Okay, here's the next track from me. Bossa Antigua is an album recorded by the American jazz saxophonist Paul Desmond. Paul Desmond, of course, was the alto sax player, and you remember who he played with, don't you? Remember Take Five? Yeah, of course you do. Anyway, here's a performance that he recorded in 1964. And an album was released on RCA Victor label. And have a think about who Paul Desmond played with that you might remember. And you've got to think about Take Five. Boom, ba-doom, 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 boom, ch-ch. Okay, here's Paul Desmond on alto sax performing a tune he wrote called Bossa Cantina. He has Jim Hall on guitar, Eugene Wright on bass, and Connie K on the drums. Here they are with Bossa Cantina. Thank you. The year was 1964. The record company was RCA Victor label. And the album that they released was called Bossa Antigua. And it featured that man you've just heard there on the alto sax, Paul Desmond. And you remember who he used to be with? Dave Brubeck, of course. I bet most of you knew that. Anyway, he played a tune he wrote called Bossa Cantina. The album's called Bossa Antigua. But on alto sax, we had, of course, Paul. And Jim Hall was on guitar, Eugene Wright on bass, and Connie Kay was on the drums. Got about 15 minutes left now. Let's see. I don't know what we're going to finish on today. In 2004, EMI Records released a compilation album of recordings made by the Billy May Orchestra over a period 1956 to 1964. Now, one track has Billy May and the orchestra playing Billy's arrangement of a tune written in 1928 by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. And that tune is called Making Whoopee. And I'm just about to play Billy May and his orchestra playing Billy's arrangement of Making Whoopee. The Billy May Orchestra playing Billy May's arrangement of the 1928 Walter Donaldson and Gus Cairns tune, Making Whoopee. Now, if you actually are going to come on the 3rd of December to the Havelock North Function Centre, you will hear me sing Making Whoopee. And I always sing not just the first verse, but the second verse as well. Well, while we're at it, why don't we play another Billy May? This one is Billy May's arrangement of a tune written in 1932 by the British actor, playwright and composer, the very clever man called Noel Coward. Here's Billy May with Noel Coward's 1932 tune, which is called Mad About the Boy. That was a toe-tapper, wasn't it? I've got to say at least once during my show, that was a toe-tapper. That was Billy May and his orchestra with Billy's arrangement of Noel Coward's Mad About the Boy. In 2021, the British comedian, singer, guitarist, pianist, composer, Earl Oaken, he recorded an album called Jazz from a Basement, and he released it on his own record company, which is called Spats Music. So have a listen to Earl Oaken sing for us a song written in 1930 by George and Ira Gershwin, and that song is called But Not For Me.
Thank you. but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to guide the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I should have known the price I'd have to pay. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
I've cut that one a bit short because I've got to get on to the next one. It was Earl Oaken singing But Not For Me, written by George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin. But here's just a little bit, come on, just a little bit of
that old black magic that you
Rachel Price from her album called Clear Vision. And she's singing that old black magic. Now, this is going to lead us up to knocking off time. So be careful out there. Look after yourself. Watch out for idiots. And don't forget to love the ones you love, because they will love you back even more. So for me, John Robin, it's goodbye for today. And I'll be back on Berlin next week with another program of Easy Jazz. So God bless you. A little bit of Rachel before we go. And see you next week. Bye for now.
And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old feeling that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts its ride, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go like a leaf caught the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for. You're the name that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Down and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round I go.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.